Welcome back to another Our Flag Means Death Rare Ship Week podfic. This one manages to cover both the Tuesday and Wednesday prompts. Tuesday is New Ship Day, and although technically there's two works under this pairing in AO3, I think this definitely counts under the New Ship Rules for Tuesday. It also is explicit. There's plenty of smart in this one. So it is It's a Kind of Magic by Draco the Lizard. Like with the other ones, I haven't told Draco the Lizard that I'm doing this one. This is just me doing something for some fun. Since she's one of the ones that's nice enough to have a blanket permission on her profile in AO3 to say it's all good to do this. So I hope this is a nice little gift for Draco for the Rare Ship Week. And I was really glad I could do one of these ones by Draco the Lizard, because she's pretty much the reason why I had a go at doing some stuff for Kinktober last year. Had to go writing my own smut. And yeah, that's pretty much because I don't really read a lot of it, but I really like the stuff that she does. It's like some of my favourite fics. And this one's really good. It is Magic Man and Steve Bonnet. Even though technically there's two of them on our cover of our own, but that's because the second one was literally inspired by this first one and it is a sequel. That one is called Every Little Thing She Does Is Magic by F.P. Wopa, who is another author that I really like. So maybe we'll get one of those squeezed in there if I can manage it. I'm sure you guys will remember Magic Man. So it's a canon divergence fic where things go a little differently when they meet in episode 3, The Gentleman Pirate. Yeah, so it's explicit, this one. No archive warnings apply. And yeah, it's basically porn without plot. And there's a few tags, so maybe have a read of those if you want. Otherwise, just enjoy this bit of smut for the Rare Ship Week. So here you go. It's A Kind of Magic by Draco the Lizard. Summary. Steed decides to take up the man's offer and prostitutes himself and has a great time.
I'm no prostitute, mate, Steed exclaims once Lucius leans back.
The man who had approached them, and Steed will admit that his headband is rather stylish and his moustache and beard neatly groomed, grunts in understanding. Oh, he gestures at Steed with his hand covered in rings. That's a shame. Fancy lad such as yourself could make a fortune. He steps back, eyes on Steed. We could have made magic. He turns to leave. Steed frowns at that. Fancy lad such as yourself could make a fortune. Really? He calls out. The man pauses, slowly turning around again. His necklaces glint in the sun. He looks Steed up and down slowly. Oh, yes, of course.
Captain!
Lucius elbows him. No, hang on, Steed brushes Lucius aside. You're saying that I could make a fortune selling my me? Certainly. The man reaches out to take the lapels of Steed's coat between his fingers, humming to himself as he rubs it. Fancy lad in a fancy coat. These stitches are very impressive. Steed brightens at that and turns to Lucius. See, I told you that this outfit was a good idea. He ignores Lucius's groan and smiles at the man. Do you fancy a fine fabric? The man keeps staring at the intricate patterns stitched into the fabric. I always appreciate good craftsmanship. His eyes glint as he meets Steed's eyes. You don't often find people so skilled with their hands.
A connoisseur, Steed exclaims happily. I could give you the address of my tailor. "He's not interested in your tailor," Lucius hisses. "Can we please get out of here?" "The boy's right," the man tells him. "Now, how much do you charge, pretty lad?" Pretty? Steed stammers. The man thinks he's pretty? The man grins at that. "Yes, pretty lad in some pretty clothes. How much do you charge? I want you to keep the clothes on, mind." Steed gulps at that. "You were serious about paying me for my services?" "Him? This man wants to pay him?" Something hot blooms in his lower belly. "This man wants him. This man desires him. Is willing to pay for it, even. He likes Steed's clothes and calls him pretty. And that's not something Steed had ever been told before. He rather likes it. A lot." The man grunts again, stroking the lapels of Steed's coat. "One piece of silver sound good?"
"I'm worth more than that," Steed exclaims with a huff.
"You're not serious about this?" Lucius asks, eyes wide with panic. Steed narrows his eyes at him.
"Stop disrupting my business transaction, Lucius. Go sell that hostage."
He gestures dismissively at Lucius, who seems more than happy to walk off with their hostage, who shoots Steed a worried look. "Two pieces of silver," the man says, "and you provide the room and the bed." "Very well. The Revenge should be empty after all."
"But I must insist on being paid more than a mere 2 pieces of silver."
He steps back, spreading his arms to showcase the outfit and, admittedly, himself. There's another flash of heat down his spine as the man hums happily, eyes roving up and down Steed's body. He's being desired. It's a rush and makes Steed feel giddy.
3, the man nods to himself. "And you keep the fancy clothes on as much as possible."
5, Steed counters, heart hammering in his chest as the man is silent. Oh dear, has he overplayed his hand?
Agreed. 5 pieces of silver. 2 up front. 3 once you've satisfied me, pretty lad.
The man offers his hand. Deal?
Steed grins. Pretty lad. He could get used to that.
Deal. His first business transaction as the gentleman pirate. He looks around, eager to ask Lucius to take notes. Oh, of course, he's left to sell the hostage. Well, Steve will simply have to get him to take notes later.
What's your name?
Mike, the man says. Where's your room?
Don't you want to know my name? Steve demands.
Really, this man is being rather rude.
Mike frowns.
It's not pretty lad?
No, even if Steed rather likes.
Although I suppose if that's what you want to call me.
I do.
Right. Steed swallows hard.
Then let's stick with that. Let me lead you to my abode.
Mike whistles when he steps aboard the Revenge. This is the best brothel I've ever seen. He looks at Steed.
Pirate themed, eh? You go from island to island with this. She's a beauty.
We've only just set sail, Steed replies, unsure if he should correct the man. The Revenge isn't a brothel, but then again, he is prostituting himself.
And you owe me 2 pieces of silver.
Indeed I do. Mike rifles through his pockets, taking out a small bag. He opens the knot carefully and takes out 2 pieces of silver, which he hands to Steed. Steve bites on one, not sure what that is meant to accomplish, but he's seen other people do it.
Much obliged.
Your room? Mike asks, still looking around the ship. Or do you want me to buggy you on the deck? Steve's cheeks feel burning hot.
Oh, no, definitely not out here.
He quickly leads Mike to the captain's quarters, although Mike keeps getting distracted by the various shelves and knick-knacks in the corridors, and Steed is happy to answer his questions about them. Finally, someone who appreciates his taste in interior decorating.
Mike gasps as he's led into Steed's cabin.
You are a fancy lad, aren't you? 2 chandeliers. So many books. He picks up one of Steed's candlesticks.
Any more of those fancy clothes? Of course! He opens his wardrobe, happy to see Mike drop the candlestick in favour of rushing over to gaze upon Steed's collection of frock coats. Mike fondles the sleeves and marvels at the colours. Nothing as fine as what you're wearing now, though. Steed puffs out his chest. Yes, this outfit is my finest. Mike grunts, reaching out to rest his hand on Steed's waistcoat. Don't suppose you've got an admiral's uniform in here somewhere? Always wanted to bugger an admiral. No, not in my size. They kept Nigel's clothing around after dumping him in the sea. Waist not, want not, and all that. Wee John had claimed the fabric, insisting he could make new clothes out of them. Is that something more people might want? The Navy spends enough time fucking us over, Mike replies, and his grin turns filthy. Would love a chance to return the favour. Shame. I expect you'd look very pretty in an admiral's uniform. Steed's cheeks flush. Is there a lot of call for that? For playing pretend? Because he rather likes the sound of that. His father always chastised him for playing pretend all the time, but here Steed is, amongst people who love that kind of thing. Oh yes, Mike exclaims. Love a bit of role play. You any good at that? My crew says I am great at doing the voices, Steed replies, nodding happily. Mike moves closer. Stick to your fancy lad's voice. I like it. Now, where am I supposed to bugger you? He looks around the room. Across your desk? Not in the bed. Fucking on a desk is an option. He's never tried it anywhere but in bed with Mary. He's never had the inclination. Mike walks over to Steed's desk, admiring the quill and inkpot before pushing them to the side. Fancy desk, he says, running his fingers across the wood. He turns to grin at Steed. You got any fancy oil for me to use on you, pretty lad? Let me fetch some. Steed knows what kind of oil Mike means, and he doesn't have any on board to his knowledge. Still, Roach has all kinds of oils in his kitchen, and Steed returns with a jar of excellent olive oil. It's been infused with rosemary for extra flavour. Mike opens it upon Steed's return and hums happily when he sniffs it. This'll do. Now, bend over across the desk, pretty lad. Shouldn't I take my coat off first? Steed asks, frowning when Mike shakes his head. I want to bugger you with all your fancy clothes on, remember? Don't worry, I'll move it out of the way. He eyes the front of Steed's breeches. Might need some help with those, though, fancy lad. Oh, they're very easy once you're used to them. Steed opens the buttons, demonstrating his forefront. See? Mike's eyebrows shoot up at that. Of course! Easy access, huh? He grins, reaching to slide his hand inside the opening. Steed leans back against the desk, surprised at how forward Mike is being. His hands curl around the edge of the desk as Mike's warm hand tugs his shirt out of the way to reach for his cock. He gasps at the first touch of Mike's hand around his cock, the cool rings pressing against it. Oh God. Mary never reached for him like this, so eager to touch him. No one ever has. You like that, lad? Mike asks, grinning as he pumps his fist up and down slowly, running his thumb across the tip. Want me to take my rings off? It's fine, Steed manages, feeling himself rock into Mike's grip. And it is fine. The smooth, cool rings are a delightful contrast to the warmth of Mike's skin and the roughness of his calluses. Are you enjoying yourself? He's pretty sure that prostitutes aren't supposed to stand back and let their clients give them a handjob. Mike grins. Very much, he purrs. Really enjoying your slutty breeches, pretty boy. Steed huffs at that. My breeches aren't slutty. Full fronts are in fashion. I'm sure they are. Mike's voice is low as he keeps jerking off Steed. Perfect for a fancy lad like yourself. Turn around and bend over. Steed moans in disappointment when Mike releases his cock, but does as he's told. He undoes another couple of buttons to slide his breeches down his legs. That's enough. Mike grabs Steed's wrist. Leave them there. Let's have a look at your fabulous booty. Steed's breath hitches when Mike flips up his coat, exposing his lower body to his eyes. His shirt still covers his ass, but Mike moves that out of the way with swift hands as well. Oh, yes. Mike's hands rest on Steed's buttocks, stroking and cupping. Fabulous booty indeed. Steed lets out a whimper when Mike's firm hands squeeze his cheeks. Is it? He squeaks. Finest booty on the island. Mike lets go of him, but only so he can give Steed a light slap on his right buttock. Lovely. Steed gasps at the brief sting of pain. He's been spanked before, of course, back at boarding school, but it's never been like this. Oh, he manages. You like that, pretty lad? Mike asks, delivering another smack on Steed's buttock that has him yelping. The rings only make it sting more, but Steed doesn't mind. He doesn't mind at all. Yes, he whispers. I rather think I do. Good, Mike tells him, voice firm and low. So do I. He spanks Steed again and again until Steed's whimpering and arching his back for more. Steed's breathing hard, his own hands curled around the edge of the desk as if he's holding on for dear life. He's never felt like this before, so needing a hot. His cock's hard, trapped between his body and the desk. He whines, wishing he could reach it. He needs relief. That's enough for you now, fancy lad, Mike tells him, and his hands go back to fondling and squeezing Steed's buttocks. Red's a good colour on you. Steed whimpers, pushing back. His body's responding without input from his brain. He reacts on instinct, wanting more, and expecting Mike to tell him to stop it at any moment. Steed's instinctive reactions have always been wrong, always got him chastised. If you like that, I've got more I think you'll like, Mike murmurs, and then he spreads Steed's buttocks wide. Oh, such a pretty hole on you. I'm going to enjoy filling that up, fancy lad. Steed can only whine, desperate for more. Please, he manages, please do. He can't imagine what it'll feel like, but he's enjoyed the other things Mike's done to him so far. All right then, I won't keep you waiting for too long. Mike lets go of Steed's ass, then hums to himself. Just taking my rings off, fancy lad. Steed nods against the desk, waiting anxiously for the man to finish. He moves, trying to free his cock, but Mike's hand immediately lands on his lower back, pressing down firmly. No, pretty lad, you stay right here, right where I want you. Right where I want you. Steed closes his eyes, letting those words wash over him. Yes, he'll stay right there. There's a good lad, Mike murmurs, and oh, that sends another shiver down Steed's spine. Good lad. He's never been called a good lad before. Let's get that pretty hole of yours filled then, Mike says. One hand is on Steed's cheek, pulling it to the side. Steed's wondering where Mike's other hand is, and the answer comes when he feels an oily, slicked-up finger rub across his hole. He pushes back, wanting more of that sensation. Eager, aren't you? Mike keeps rubbing his finger across Steed's hole, humming to himself as he uses the jar to dribble some oil directly onto it. Please, Steed manages, arching his back. That finger stroking his skin already feels so good. All right. Mike's finger slips in easily. Steed lets out a breathy moan at that. It feels so strange to have something press inside of him, have someone else's finger in there, but it's a nice kind of strange. Mike chuckles. Oh, you want two? He pulls his finger out, rubbing across Steed's hole with his two fingers for a moment, then pushing both of them back in. Yeah, yes, Steed cries out, as Mike's fingers brush something inside of him that sends a jolt of pleasure up his spine. He pushes back for more, whining when his buttocks press against Mike's knuckles. Mike's other hand moves the curl around Steed's hip. You like this, pretty lad? He pulls his fingers back, leaving only the tips inside, then pushes back in slowly. Steed moans even louder the next time he feels it. Please, please, he sobs. He's never felt like this before. He doesn't want it to stop. Please what? Mike asks, moving his fingers faster now, curling them slightly and making Steed tremble with how good it feels. Please what, fancy lad? Steed whimpers as Mike keeps pumping his fingers in and out. His legs are shaking and he's glad for the desk to hold him up. More, he moans. More, please, I need it. I need more. You can beg prettier than that, can't you? Mike asks, still fingering Steed. Steed rocks his hips back, breathing hard. Please, he cries out. I want your cock inside of me. Please, I need you to bugger me. He lets out a desperate whimper when Mike hums thoughtfully. Haven't I been good? Hasn't he earned it? You have been a very good lad, Mike agrees. All right, you can have my cock. Thank you. Steed sighs with relief, then whines when Mike pulls his fingers out. His hole feels so empty now. He listens as Mike pours more oil from the jar, slicking up his cock. Steed waits anxiously and bites his lips when he feels the tip of Mike's cock nudge his hole. Yes, thank you. Thank you. One of Mike's hands takes a firm hold of Steed's hip, and then Steed groans as Mike's cock presses against his hole. You're a tight one, aren't you? Mike comments. I can take it, Steed insists. Mike chuckles. That's the spirit. Let me just... Mike grunts, pushing in harder. Steed gasps as the head of Mike's cock forces his hole to stretch around it and then it slips in. Oh! He lets out a shaky breath as Mike pushes in further, filling him up. It feels so good. So fucking tight, Mike grunts, both hands curled around Steed's hips now. Just the way I like 'em. Steed whimpers as Mike's cock keeps sliding in further and further. It's so thick, and it kind of hurts, and it kind of doesn't. And Steed grunts when he feels Mike's body press against his ass. Mike's cock is all the way inside of him now. His own cock is still pressed between his stomach and the desk, but it doesn't matter anymore. Not with the pleasure fizzing through Steed's body. You like it too, lad? You like being filled with cock, Yes, Steed manages another breathy moan as Mike pulls back, only to rock back in. He arches his back again, whimpering when that angle has Mike's cock brushing that spot perfectly. Yes, please, fill me up, please. Such a good lad, Mike tells him, making Steed flush with happiness. Asking so nicely, taking it so well. Is he? Is he really taking it well? Thank you, he tries. Mike chuckles, but it doesn't sound like the usual mocking laughter Steed's heard so often. It sounds happy. And a polite one, too. Oh, I like you, fancy lad. I'm gonna have fun buggering you more often. He pulls out, only to thrust back in, hard and fast, wringing a moan from Steed. More often? Steed gasps. Mike wants to do this more often? I've got the money for it, Mike pants, continuing to thrust. Plenty more where those 5 pieces of silver came from, pretty lad. And you feel so good around my cock, moving and squirming like that. Steed moans, because yes, he could not keep still, but Mike likes that. You feel good too, he replies, because, well, it's only polite to return the compliment. And Mike feels amazing. Your cock is so good, so nice and thick. Mike lets out another pleased chuckle. Thank you, lad. That's kind of you to say. It's true. Steed moans at the next hard, perfect thrust. It's such a wonderful cock. Mike starts to move faster and faster, grinding against Steed's buttocks now. Keep moaning like that, pretty lad, and you'll have me filling you up with my spend soon. Do it, Steed manages, because he wants that. He wants Mike to come inside of him. He wants to feel how much Mike's enjoying it, how good Steed is for him. Please. Mike swears at that, fingers digging into Steed's hips as he speeds up his thrusts. Steed wails at how hard and deep Mike fucks him, his own body rocking with the force of it. It's not enough to make him come, not with his cock trapped, but it's so good, it's perfect. It's everything he's never known he wanted. Mike drives in deep, and his cock twitches and jerks as he comes. Mike lets out a low groan as he collapses on top of Steed. Fucking hell, he mutters into Steed's ear. Been a while since I came like that, fancy lad. Well done. Glad to hear it, Steed replies, and he smiles, even as he's disappointed it's over now. Could you, perhaps get up? Mike chuckles, breath warm against Steed's cheek. All right. He also slowly pulls out of Steed. Steed whines as he feels Mike's spend drip down his thighs. Oh, there's so much of it. Want me to help you clean up? Mike asks. Or do you want to keep this for the next round? Next round? Steed asks, pushing himself up to his elbows and feeling dazed. His shirt and coat fall down his body, covering up his ass. He looks over his shoulder at Mike. You want to go again? Mike raises his eyebrows. Oh, can I? Because I've definitely got the silver for it. He looks down Steed's body. I want you to lose that fancy coat next time, though. Trousers as well. Let's see what's underneath, eh? Steed is still hard as he leans against the desk. His legs won't hold him. Customizing my outfit costs extra. Mike eyes him, and Steed is all too aware of how flustered and messy he must look and how his own cock is still red and aching between his legs. All right. 3 more pieces of silver for this fuck, and an additional 6 for the next round. I get to pick the positions again, and the next round lasts until I come. Sound good, fancy lad? Steed shakes his hand. Sounds good, Mike. As it turned out, Mike needed some time before he was ready for another round, which meant he helped Steed clean up the spend from their first round. Mike was gentle as he ran a washcloth down Steed's thighs and between his buttocks. He was also more than happy to hang up Steed's frock coat to Steed's specifications, asking questions about the different fabrics and nodding in understanding as Steed talked about creases. He told Steed to remove his waistcoat as well, marvelling at the buttons as he hung the waistcoat up with the coat. "Breeches next," he told Steed firmly, and Steed pushed them down his legs before handing them to Mike. He showed Mike how to do up the buttons before hanging those up as well, once again insisting that full front breeches weren't slutty, which Mike snorted at. "Shirt." Mike gestures at Steed to hand over the shirt, then shakes his head when Steed's hands go to his cravat. "No, the fancy tie stays on." "It's a cravat," Steed replies, "and I shall have to take it off if I want to take this shirt off." "Fine," Mike grumbles, "but it goes back on." "That is not how you wear a cravat," Steed protests. "It goes on over the shirt." "Who's paying 6 pieces of silver to customize your outfit, fancy lad?" Mike demands. He nods at Steve's stiff cock. "Do you want that seen to or not?" And, well, Steed really rather does. "I could see to it myself," Mike grins at that. "Wouldn't mind watching that either, lad, but that's not what I'm paying you for. I'm paying you to keep the fancy tie on." "Fine," Steed grumbles and undoes the cravat before pulling his shirt over his head. It feels strange to be standing here in his shoes and stockings and nothing else, but he also enjoys Mike's appreciative looks. Are you sure about the cravat? Put it on like a pretty bow, Mike tells him, hanging up Steed's shirt. He gestures at Steed's neck. Like you're a gift wrapped up all nice just for me, he adds, rubbing his hands excitedly. Steed grimaces at tying the cravat around his neck like a bow. That's not how cravats work at all. But he sighs, then gets to work, neatly tying the cravat to Mike's specifications. Happy now? He puts his hands on his hips and huffs. Very, Mike tells him, grinning widely. Such a pretty present for me, aren't you, lad? Ready for me to play with you? Steed feels blood rushing to his face and groin at that. His erection's been flagging ever since Mike made his ridiculous demands regarding Steed's cravat, but it's standing at full mast once again. Something about Mike's words, his tone, about him wanting to play with Steed, has him feeling flustered and eager. Yes. His mouth is dry, even though they both had something to drink earlier. But, what about my shoes and stockings? They stay on, of course, Mike tells him, walking over to the sofa. He opens his trousers once more and sits down. Come here, so I can play with you, fancy lad. Steed walks over, feeling a bit ridiculous and a little bit hot and eager for more. He wants Mike to slide inside of him again, wants to feel that stretch and amazing pleasure. How do you want me? Mike grins up at him and then pats his thighs. In my lap. You fancy lads are supposed to be good at horseback riding, right? Oh, I was never very good at that, Steed replies as he straddles Mike's lap, resting his hands on the back of the sofa. Mike has slouched down, his cock also stiff and perfectly positioned between Steed's thighs. It's only now that Steed gets a good look at it. It's different from his own, thicker, with a slight curve to it, and something needy clenches low in his stomach at the sight of it. I'll be the judge of that. Mike takes a jar of olive oil, which he'd brought with him to the sofa, and dribbles some onto his index finger and middle finger. He snakes his hand between Steed's legs, fingers brushing his cock and balls before finding his hole and pushing inside. Feels much easier to get inside of you now. Ah, Steed gasps as those fingers find that spot again, pushing his hips against it and arching his back. Oh, yes, like that. So eager, aren't you? Mike murmurs, a big grin on his face as he looks up at Steed. Steed whines as he grinds on Mike's fingers. Yes, please. He's never been this desperate to come. His thighs are already trembling, and they've only just begun. Mike hums, keeping up his fingering for a little longer. You want my cock, pretty lad? Please, Steed groans, panting as he looks down at Mike. His eyes must be desperate because Mike's grin grows even wider. Can I? Let me get it nice and slick for you, Mike tells him, pouring some oil onto the tip of his cock and wrapping one hand around his cock to pump it up and down. There you go. He puts the stopper back in the jar and lays it aside carefully. He grabs hold of Steed's hips, fingers digging into the flesh of his buttocks. Enjoy your ride. Steed lowers down, biting his lips when he feels Mike's cock nudge against his balls. He shifts, sighing when he feels the tip brush against his hole. It takes some pushing and grunting, but the head slides back in and Steed moans loudly when it breaches his hole. Oh, this feels so much better. He lets himself slide further down, closing his eyes as he takes more of Mike's cock. Oh God, he mutters once his buttocks rest against Mike's thighs. Mike thrusts his hips up. I told you to ride me, fancy lad. Right. Steed takes a deep breath and moves up, only to push back down. Ah, it's not quite the right angle, but nice enough. He tilts his hips next time he moves down and, oh yes, that's it. That's what he wanted. Yes! He picks up the pace now that he's found the angle that sends sparks through his body. Oh fuck yes, Mike groans. There we go. Ride me, lad. Bouncing on my cock, aren't you? Steed moans as he keeps moving, keeps riding, keeps bouncing, because it feels amazing to be stretched and filled like that. Yes, he cries out. He shifts so he can move one hand from the back of the sofa and wraps it around his cock, moaning with relief when he pumps his fist up and down. This is what he needs. But then a hand grabs his wrist. Hey! Steed stops moving, opening his eyes to glare down at Mike. What do you think you're doing? Mike glares right back. I'm paying 6 pieces of silver, so I pick the positions. I didn't tell you you could touch yourself. Steed whines, something twisting inside of him. But I want to. Mike shakes his head. No. And since that's going to be a problem for you, let's try a different position. Turn around so your back is to me, then go back to riding my cock. There's a good lad. Good lad. Steed moves up, whimpering, when Mike's cock slides out of his hole. He wants it back. He gets up with shaking legs, turning around and kneeling back down on the sofa. Mike's got both hands on Steed's buttocks now, spreading them wide. Steed can only imagine what Mike can see right now, and Steed's face burns. Lower yourself onto my cock now, Mike murmurs, guiding Steed's hips. He sighs happily when Steed takes his cock once more. Oh, that feels so good. He groans as he pulls Steed down further. Steed whimpers as well, both hands twitching with the need to touch himself, but Mike ordered him not to. Once Mike is all the way inside, he lets go of Steed's hips and grabs his wrists tight to pull his arms behind Steed's back. What? Steed yelps, forced to arch his back as Mike presses his wrists together. Told you, Mike tells him. You don't get to touch yourself. Steed grinds against Mike's cock, moaning as he does. Please? Mike's given in to Steed's pleading before. Mike chuckles. No, pretty lad. You only get to come on my cock. He thrusts up, making Steed moan again. Ride me. There's a good lad. And yes, he wants to be a good lad, so Steed does. He can't move up as far as before, not with Mike's tight grip on his wrists, but there's something about being held, being restrained, that makes Steed feel more desperate. Soon he's bouncing on Mike's cock as much as he can, moaning with every breath. His thighs are trembling with the effort, but he can't stop now, not when he feels so close to coming. Oh, please! Mike thrusts up as well, matching Steed's movements. You can do it, pretty lad. You can come on my cock. Steed shakes his head. He can't. He needs more. It's not enough, amazing as it is. You've been doing so well, Mike continues. You've been so good for me. Feel so good on me. Can't wait to fill you up again. Good lad like yourself should be filled all the time, shouldn't you? Yes, Steed manages as the mental images play in his head. Yes. Show me how much you want that. Mike tells him, voice low. Come for me. Come on my cock like a good lad. His thrusts are faster now and he groans behind Steed. Steed feels his orgasm build, not sure if it's the pleasure from the thrusts or Mike's words, but he moans as he comes, orgasm rushing over him. It's too much. He's pretty sure he sees stars. He collapses in Mike's lap, whimpering when that drives Mike's cock deeper. Oh dear, Mike lets go of his hands, rubbing his arms up and down gently. Did someone really need that? He says again, panting as he leans back against Mike. He can't move. If you won't move, guess I'll have to move you myself, Mike tells him, and his hands press against the back of Steed's thighs until he can grab hold of them and lift them up. It takes some awkward squirming to go from kneeling to what Mike wants him to do, but Steed manages it with a few grunts. He wails as both his feet are lifted in the air, Mike's cock forced even deeper inside of him. Ah, it feels so good. He feels so full. There we go, Mike grunts. He clasps his hands together, tugging Steed's thighs closer to his body. Steed can only whimper, as every move sends sparks of pleasure through his tired body. His lower legs and feet dangle uselessly, and he has his hands on Mike's arms, trying to use them as leverage to push himself up. Being this full is almost too much. He can't take it much longer. Mike grunts against Steed's shoulder as his arms move Steed up and down on his cock. Oh, that's good. Steed's happy to hear it, even as he tries to squirm in Mike's arms and finds he can't. Not with the way Mike has him trapped in his arms. All Steed can do is go along with it. He whimpers as Mike keeps lifting him up and down and thrusting up into him. It's edging into painful, his sore hole stretched around Mike's cock, but Steed doesn't want to stop him yet. He wants Mike to come first. Please, he gasps. Please come. Mike lets out another low groan. Soon, pretty lad. You want that? Yes, Steed replies, letting out a moan. Yes, please come inside of me. Mike speeds up his thrusts, no longer using his arms to lift Steed, only to keep him in place. His groans grow louder until he pushes up into Steed once more, holding him tight. Steed gasps as he feels Mike's cock jerk inside of him again, and he sighs happily. Thank you. Thank you, Mike mutters against Steed's shoulder. He slowly relaxes his hold on Steed, lowering his thighs down. Fuck me, that was amazing. Steed has gathered enough energy to get up, grimacing as his sore thighs protest. Once again, he feels spend dribble out of his hole and down his body as he stands up, and starts when he feels Mike's hands on his buttocks. What? Mike squeezes and spreads his buttocks. Just enjoying the view, pretty lad. Steed stays where he is, eyes wide at the thought of Mike liking the way his own spend is dripping down Steed's body. You are? And then he yelps when he feels the brush of Mike's beard and moustache before there's the wet prodding of his tongue. Ah! Let's get you cleaned up, Mike murmurs against Steed's body. Steed's legs won't hold him up. But fortunately, there's the table in front of him for him to lean his hands on. He doesn't even care that it means he's bent over at the waist for Mike. He only cares about Mike's tongue licking across his hole, pushing inside of it even. It's good. Better than Steve could have imagined if he'd thought to imagine this. Yes, he mutters, pushing back. Thank you. All too soon, Mike lets go of him and hums appreciatively. Wonderful. Good lad. Well done. He gives Steed a friendly pat on his buttocks and gets up. Steed, still feeling unsteady, gets up as well. The same goes to you, Mike. Because Mike has been wonderful and a good lad and had done really well. I think I'll need quite some time to recover from that. Mike chuckles. You're very welcome. He winks at Steed. Until next time. Maybe you'll have found a nice admiral's uniform by then. Yes, Steed grins at the suggestion. I'm sure we can manage something. Perhaps their hostage's uniform will suffice once he has Lucius clean it. Good. Mike takes the bag from his pocket, untying the knot and carefully counting out the money they agreed on. Are you always on that corner? Would that help? Mike raises an eyebrow. If I want to find you again, yes. Unless some other lucky bastard gets to you before I get another chance. Steed chuckles. He doubts there's much risk of that happening. Then we shall see each other again, I'm sure. Pleasure doing business with you, fancy lad. Mike offers his hand. Steed shakes it happily. The pleasure was all mine. The end.